guys, welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. Happy, happy, happy Halloween. I hope everyone is enjoying their spooky day. A little glimpse of sunlight. Nice to see, at least for us New Yorkers. It's been predominantly rain, storm, darkness, and now we have 1 hour less of sunlight. So days are about to get really short and times are about to get dark. But on the bright side, we have two very special guests today on the podcast from the Talking Petty podcast, Alyssa and Stephanie. They have their own podcast, Talking Petty, where they break down and review each week's hottest TV moments, pop culture, drama, and even talk about their own personal stories. I actually really appreciate this about them. You know, they really dive into their personal craziness and lives, and it's really funny. And these are two podcasters I've met up with in person. They're just as nice as you would think. Very nice on the podcast, but, you know, even nicer in person. So it's always nice when you can connect with people in real life. But without further ado, let's dive into their lives, their Halloween plans, and so much more. To the Talking Petty podcast girls, Alyssa and Steph. Okay, Alyssa and Stephanie, thank you guys so much for joining me on the podcast. You guys were showing me your drinks. What is the drink of the day, as you like to call it, the D-O-T-D?
Yes, the drink of the day actually is a random concoction that I bought this thing called Secco. Is that what it's called?
Secco or Sacco? I don't know. It's like S-E-C-C-O or S-O-C-C-O.
Yeah, I saw it at Trader Joe's, and it's a wine product. So I got excited, and they were promoting it to be paired with, like, frozen fruit. So if you can see from the video, and it just has, like, a bunch of frozen fruit inside, and there's a little added shot of tequila in it as well. So it really is a concoction. It's like a brunch cocktail that you'll just end up on the table.
It's, like, very grapefruity, even though really? Those aren't the fruit that are in this cup. But that's what it kind of tastes like. It tastes like a strong, like, grapefruit mojito.
It tastes like a fruit punch, almost.
It looks so good. I'm really jealous.
Yeah, it's actually quite refreshing. I should have done a post on it, but maybe another time.
Or you can just have another drink.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like, to do, like, a formal for, because, you know, on our Instagram, we have a highlight for our drinks that we do.
Your drinks of the day. Like, outfits of the day, drinks of the day.
Yes, because we are alcoholics. I'm just kidding. But during quarantine, it was, like, something that we just sort of picked up. We looked forward to a year. Exactly. Now that things have been getting better, or actually getting worse, but things were getting better, so we kind of, like, had to go back to our normal lives, go back to work, things like that, so we had to stop drinking as much. But, but on the off chance that things do get bad again, we'll pick that back up again.
And it's interesting you said that it's something you could look forward to during, you know, quarantine. There wasn't much that could make us excited or, you know, just something that, like, takes your mind off of the daily grind. So definitely appreciate something that could put a smile on the face.
Yes, definitely.
So you guys are on the Jules on the Hustle podcast. Weird name, I know. It's bizarre, but it's not like the talk. I don't know.
It's
something. Originally, you know, this podcast was all about sports and having athletes on, but then I'd say about a month ago, I've expanded to, you know, people with different backgrounds, and that's why I'm so excited to have you guys. But the general theme is to have people that like to work hard and hustle, and I know you guys are like that. Can you just talk to me about your podcast and where the name came from and so that all that fun stuff.
Okay. Steph, you wanna jump in?
Where our podcast came from, name? I mean, I don't remember who came up with our name, but I know that Alyssa and me are very petty, like, even with each other and other people, like, we're just, like, very, you know, facetious and sarcastic and also kind
of... Where's the dictionary?
I was gonna say, like, Stephanie, that's an SAT word, I'm so proud of you.
And, I don't know where the name came from. I thought your husband came up with it.
Yeah,
we were just putting things together, but, like, originally, it was just because, like, we just, like, whenever we're together, we're cousins, and we always bullshit and just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, we used to have a group chat where we just, like, called the chat Petty Patties, and yeah. We would basically, like, send each other photos of, like, Kim Kardashian, like, her Instagram story, and this other celebrity, like, what they were wearing, and just talk shit about yeah. it with our friends. And then that sort of Petty Patty group chat then sort of spiraled off into a podcast with the two worst people.
Yeah, I was going to say, me and Alyssa were the MVPs of the group.
Yeah.
And, like, we were the only ones that really contributed to the pettiness.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
I mean, there was a lot of other people who were so polite, like defending it, like devil's advocate, and we'd be like, absolutely not. This chat is only meant for talking shit.
We basically put a gun to their head.
Yeah.
So if they were the hosts, it would probably be like the polite podcast for yeah, you, yeah. The petty podcast. Got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And sometimes in the past, there's been a few of times we've had them on, like, as little special guests, like random friends. And it's funny because they're so soft-spoken and so polite, and we're just like, no.
No.
Don't say that.
We also have the same family, so it's just how we were.
Yeah, this is just how we were raised, exactly.
So I actually didn't know that you guys were cousins.
Yeah, we're cousins. I would never be friends with you.
I had no exactly. idea.
If we were just friends, we would have never continued.
I would have beat her up.
And she would have been, I would have had a different coma.
That's so funny, because one of my questions is, how did you guys meet?
When I was, like, 2 years old is when I met Stephanie.
And the rest is history. Here we are. Wow. But,
I know.
Hey, Steph, I saw you did, like, an ancestors thing.
Yes.
And you're, like, 1% Italian.
I'm 1% Italian. So, little sidebar, I'm adopted. So, my mother and Alyssa's father are brother and sister.
My gosh, you guys are, like, actual cousins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, really cool. Like, first cousins.
Oh, yeah, we're first cousins.
Oh, my, because I was like, my cousin was over, but it'd be, like, my brothers, sisters,
no,
aunts, uncles,
not.
Grandmas.
We would have strangled each other if that was the relation.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I did that, and it came up as 1% Italian, which is funny because my last name is so Italian. It's Vigliarolo. And I didn't really expect to have any percentage of Italian in me, because I know I'm from Central America, so it was just, like, I mean, I wasn't surprised, like, as much as I thought I would be, but I am, like, very much Portuguese, which was, like,
I just die laughing with Stephanie, because she was raised as an Italian
yes.
child, in an Italian household, even though she's from Honduras.
Yeah.
So it's just funny because we'll go to, like, a restaurant and, like, the way she says, like, oh, we want to order some calamari. Like,
the calamari.
Like, yeah. Like, I catch myself. And, like, I'm the worst with it because this is how, like, my mother talks.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when somebody says, like, okay, so we have, like, calamari as a special, and I'm like, I'll have the calamari. And they're like, we don't have that on the menu.
Oh, my.
No, it's the calamari.
Calamari.
So you would have thought that she would have been way more Italian.
I'm only 1%.
I wanted to tell the listeners that a couple of months ago, actually, it's been more now than a couple of months ago, right? We went to dinner,
yes.
Had a great time. It's so nice when you get to meet other podcasters IRL in real
yes.
life.
And awesome.
Yeah, no, and that was a great time. I am so looking forward to, you know, going out and doing some fun stuff again soon. I'm not sure if we're entering another COVID wave. So
it almost feels like it's, like,
I know. Technically, it is worse, but...
I thought it stopped, and now it's like, no, we have to go back there again. I don't want to go back.
Yes, no. Wait, back to the restaurant or back to...
back to lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were out to dinner. Like, it was just... We were just sitting outside at dinner. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. And now I feel like people are scared again. And it's like, we can't do that anymore.
Just a crazy time. I don't know. It's like we got a taste of what it would be like if things would reopen again. You know, I don't know if I fully felt comfortable, you know, indoor dining, doing things indoors, but I did it anyway. Feel like I was taking risks, but yeah. As things are spiking up again, I'm like questioning some of the decisions, but it is what it is. I want to go back to you two because you guys are such a dynamic duo now that I know you guys are first cousins. I'm going to put you guys on the spot here, and I know this is a difficult question, but if you had to describe each other in three adjectives off the top of your head.
Oh, that's so easy. I'll go first.
Okay, Alyssa, you go first.
Stephanie, you are...
I'm scared.
Funny, beautiful...
Oh, Alyssa!
And... the last one's a little difficult. I'm trying to think of like a good
like you could literally say I'm adventurous.
You're definitely not adventurous. You're you are more I'm gonna say you're a cozy person.
Cozy?
More in the sense of like you like to chill. Maybe that's the word. Chill. You're a chill person. That's the word.
Chill. I could see that.
I'm shocked that is a description.
Chill. Yeah, like, you're very chill. Like, I love how I'm defending the last one, just because, like, the other two are very obvious. Like, you're funny, you're beautiful, and you're chill, because, like, nothing is of urgency. Nothing is important.
Now you see where it's spiraling.
Chill.
You are... you like to just take your time. You also love to, like, just relax on your phone and watch TV.
Roll with the punches.
Like, so there's many different things associated with being a chill person.
Both positive and maybe negative, which we all have both,
exactly.
Obviously.
So now you can just take your time and beat the shit out of me, Stephanie. So,
Steph, your turn.
Alyssa, okay, you are hardworking. I honestly don't want to say you're smart because I've seen you.
I'm definitely not smart.
But like, she's savvy.
I love how I'm naming my own words.
Not that either, because you didn't know how to use this microphone 2 seconds ago. I would say like you're a street smart. Like,
yeah,
you can figure out.
Okay, that's good. I like that one.
And since I had a negative, I'm gonna throw a little. I'm gonna throw a little jab. You are, I hate to say it, you're a little judgy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like all New Yorkers have that in them.
Yeah.
So I feel that. I feel that. You guys met my good friend Sarah last time. So she asked me to describe her in 3 adjectives. And I'm trying to remember what I told her. I thought she was like genuine, selfless, and the third one I was trying to think of like a nice way to put it, and I was like what was the word, it was spontaneous, I said.
Okay.
And then she's like, I think you mean impulsive. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yes, impulsive was the negative way of saying it, but yeah, that's
so funny.
Isn't that, it's amazing. It really is how, like, when someone asks you to describe them, you know,
I feel like 3 is hard. Just because it's the third one that you could get yourself in trouble on.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have said other things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I could have gone on, but no, like, nicer things. But then I was like...
No, I'm not saying, like, yeah, I could have gone
then
on.
Then I had
like,
thrown a jab.
Yes, they're two nice, one nasty. That's us.
Ew. All right, so today is October 30th, which means one thing. Tomorrow is Halloween. You guys mentioned you had some Halloween plans tonight. What are you guys up to this weekend?
Tonight we're going to a Halloween little gathering. I wouldn't say a party. We're going to a gathering at her sister's house,
yes.
Alyssa's sister's house. And... tomorrow I have my friend's birthday party / Halloween party, and then I think she has a party.
Yeah, I have a party, but like there, I wouldn't say that Halloween 2020 is necessarily like going to be a big party, because any person that I come in contact with, I literally am terrified.
Yeah.
But I hear nothing.
I know Stephanie's over here, like, coming in from New Jersey.
I think I'm immune.
Straight
to
up, like, she thinks she has, like, the cure inside of her. When I'm, like, the most paranoid. But I shouldn't say I'm the most paranoid. In the moment, I'm just, like, drinking my drink, loving my life, hugging my friends, like...
You're hugging your friends? Like,
I'm definitely you don't not, hug. I don't, no, I'm you not don't hugging do. Anyone, but, like...
She doesn't hug anyone.
But I'm coming in close vicinity to people, like, even acquaintances, not even people that I talk to on a daily basis. So...
Hey, okay, Alyssa doesn't stay 6 feet apart from people.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, if I'm gonna be close to someone in someone's house at the moment, I'm not gonna think about it. But then when I go home that night, and the next 48 hours... It's just gonna like drive me crazy.
How many times did you get a test?
I've only gotten a test once, is when we went to the royal wedding, and we went to a friend's wedding, and there was quite a bit of people there. It was an outdoor wedding, but it just like made me so nervous. So I did get tested.
You did get tested. Yeah. See, if we all celebrated Halloween the right way, which is in scary costumes, we would have masks on, and it would kind of be safe. But because, you know, Halloween is not celebrated the right way, everyone's covering as little as possible, let's just say. What are you guys...
Are you dressing up?
Oh, okay. So, that's a beautiful question. My costume is some sort of piratey thing. However, I can't decide if I feel comfortable going someplace. As lame as this sounds, I don't have a party to go to. I might hang out with, like, some friends or something, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like, nothing's really a party. It's just, like, let's just open a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Dress up.
Still,
like, blacked out.
I like that.
Yeah. That's not speaking too soon, Alyssa.
I need to go get a bottle of wine for starters.
Yeah.
So, wait, what are you guys being? Or is every night a different...
Yeah,
every night.
We're those people.
Halloween, excuse me.
What? Yeah. Hence the pigtails. I'm being Harley Quinn tonight. Ooh. I'm psycho. Just like her.
I love it.
And tomorrow I'm being Medusa.
Wow, very cool.
I'm also a psycho.
I'm excited for your costumes. Tonight I'm between a few things. I'm not sure. It depends how I'm going to feel when I'm finished with this podcast. And how drunk I am. And then the second night, tomorrow, I'm going to be Morticia Adams. Ooh. And my husband's going to be...
Which she kind of does.
And my husband's going to be Gomez. And it's really the couple's costume, which we do pretty much every
couple's
year.
Costumes, yep. Yeah.
And she wanted me to be Wednesday Adams, but we're not going to be together tomorrow.
Yeah. I really wanted, like, more people to play into the role. Like, have my brother be Pugsley, and she could be Wednesday, and, like, really play into it. But, a rough crowd this year.
And what about tomorrow night? Or are you waiting the same thing for both? Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow, today I don't know what I'm going to be.
Oh, today you're not sure.
I'm going to be a cat. Yeah, no, I don't know. I always have a cat. Everyone has a cat.
Everyone has a cat.
Everyone's got those ears laying around.
Exactly. Exactly. We all have our bunny ears, cat ears. Something to just be like, all right.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I have 3 wigs with me, so if you need
God, Stephanie.
Oh, my God. That is...
Well, her sister needs some wigs, so I brought all my wigs from Halloween.
I actually saw a couple of your TikToks. I saw that one, or a blonde wig. I might have seen maybe a pink... Did you have a pink wig? No.
No. I think it might have just been the coloring or something.
I have a pink wig, Steph. You could borrow it for your next skit. Steph, our TikTok is so... I shouldn't say ours, because I don't participate. But Stephanie's TikTok is so on point. Well,
I love the TikTok.
When she had the time.
Yeah, I have no time now. I'm very busy.
Yeah, too busy. Or what did I call you? Poor chill. She's too chill now.
Too chill. Chill vibes.
I feel like if you want to be a good TikToker, you have to be so invested and, like, spend all your time on it. You can't just, like, half-ass it or, like,
do... I'm 29 years old. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, and it's very time-consuming. People make it look so
easy. It's not easy.
No, it's really not.
Like, there's transitions and stuff, but I'm just like, I wouldn't even know... I don't know where to start.
The transitions and then adding the text, and then you have to, like, you know, adjust it, edit it, so it goes on right at that time, and...
I'm too chill for that.
Yeah.
Too chill.
That's, like, literally your new motto.
I'm, like, too chill.
I'm too chill for
too
that.
Too chill.
That doesn't bother. Interest me. You're like, that's the most polite way to say you don't want to do something. Like, I'm just too chill for that.
Too chill. That saying that she was chill was a nice way of saying, like... Like, I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you could have said, like, lazy or something. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you're lazy. I'm just saying it's
okay. I know I'm not lazy. So
yeah, you know, you're not.
Very chill.
Chill
vibes.
Yeah. Yes, it's chill vibes. So now we're going to go into something that might hit hard for Steph.
Uh-oh.
Taco Bell just took something off the menu.
Did they do it already?
Oh, I have no idea, girlfriend.
No, they didn't do it yet. Don't scare me like that.
Okay.
Left this podcast and went to Taco Bell.
So I guess there's talk about it that they're taking the Baja Blast off the menu.
Yes. And really, it's just Mountain Dew is not selling it in stores. Mountain Dew is not, because it is a Mountain Dew drink, which I don't drink Mountain Dew, but Baja Blast is a different story.
So what is it exactly? I've never had it.
Honestly, I cannot describe it. It's just like, it's a soda, and it's just a sweet soda. It's just, like, so refreshing. I don't know. And I really don't drink soda much, but I have this, like, craving for a fountain soda sometimes.
Right.
And that's, like, my go-to. But actually, the person that got me hooked on this is Jeffree Star, because he loves Taco Bell. And I love Jeffree
Star. Oh, I love Taco Bell. I'll be honest.
I know, everybody loves Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
But he got me onto the Baja Blast. So then I realized, like, Taco Bell sells it, whatever. So then somebody told me, they're like, Stephanie, I'm, like, really thinking about you because they know how much you love a Baja Blast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? And she told me, she's like, well, they're going to take it off their menu. So currently what I'm doing right now is I started a petition. My chill ass started a petition.
Yeah. I saw
and
that.
I have maybe 31 signatures so far.
Not bad.
Good for not even 24 hours.
Yeah, not even 24 hours. Pretty good.
So, and basically I'm starting small. I just don't want Taco. I know I cannot compete with Mountain Dew saying, like, you need to still make this drink. Like, I just want to start small and say Taco Bell, you cannot give up just yet.
Or even for Taco Bell to, like, find the, not the, what's, like, the, when you get a prescription, it's, like, not the name brand. It's, like, the generic.
The generic, yeah.
Where, what can we get, like, a generic version of the flavoring?
A Faja.
Yeah, exactly.
What the Faja?
That would just be perfectly fine with us.
So, like, I found this, like, one little treat that I just love, and now it's just being taken away from me. Like everything else in my life.
In 2020.
Yeah, it's just being ripped from my hand. So I started a petition, and I will send you the link to the petition.
Perfect.
Wipe up and sign your name. You don't have to donate or anything like that. It just needs signatures.
Just signatures.
At least 100.
I mean, I think 100 is, like, very attainable. We need to get to, like,
I need Jeffree Star.
Like, thousands, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if he sees that, and let's say he reposted it or retweeted it, end game right there, it will go far.
Yeah, Jeffree Star fans know that he loves Baja Blast, so they must love Baja Blast.
Has he mentioned anything about that? No, he hasn't.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't even know if he knows.
I mean, you did DM him.
I did DM him
but
several times.
He didn't open them?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not
maybe
yet.
He might open them if you send it to him.
I don't know.
You do have a check.
Oh, you do have a check.
Do you think that makes a difference?
Yeah, it makes a difference. He gets it directly.
Tennis ball. It doesn't open.
You'd be surprised.
You have a check, so it'll go straight to him. Like, we get lost in the spam because we're like unimportant.
I try to DM Alexandra Cooper all the time, and it goes nowhere.
No, I think, like, maybe they don't personally have their access to their account, I think. But, like, Jeffrey's phone is, like, glued to his hand.
He's very much involved.
So I think that he'll see it.
Okay, so, good to know.
Do the right thing, Jules.
No, of course.
As I hold up a gun to this.
Of course.
Do the right thing.
Definitely do it. I have no connection to the drink, but I love you guys, so I'll do it for you. I'll try it, definitely.
It's very sweet, but it's sweet, like, I love it. I love it.
I've never even had one. I'm just here for, you know, Steph's ability to
the moral support.
To make
she
some
has,
change.
She just wants to make fun of me.
No, I think it's great that you're passionate about something. I'm totally here for anybody, like, passionately just going for what they believe in. See, the hustle.
There we go. See, it all makes sense now while you guys are on my podcast. You're hustling for your
drink.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Jules is gone.
Jules, bye-bye. show's over. Oh, but I was going to say, Taco Bell is my second favorite fast food. First favorite, really? Popeyes.
I love Popeyes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so crispy chicken sandwich, number one. Although the sides, I think the fries are okay, not, like, amazing.
I honestly think I've only had Popeyes, like, maybe 2 or 3 times yeah. in my life, but I know that it was very
good. I like the chicken strips.
Ooh. I've only had the sandwich, but...
Oh. Mm.
I don't feel like a hustler now talking about fried chicken. Anyway, so, you know, we've had a lot of rain this week, which has left me on Netflix. What are you girls watching these days?
Ooh.
Emily and Perry.
Oh, my God. I've been there, done that. Watched that, like...
In 2 days. Over. Yeah.
No, I did love that series, which we felt very passionately about that. So if anybody is looking for a real recap on that, listen to our podcast, because you can really get deep into that review. But this week on Netflix, because each week we do a lot of deep dive into what we're watching mm-hmm. more so now than ever, because we've all been home.
If I wasn't so chill, I wouldn't be able to produce.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. But this week, what I watched, like, we'll each, I guess, name one big show that we watched, because I watched, like, 50 this week, but the big one that I watched
I just want to point that out.
I watched, like, 50, but the one big guy that I watched this week worth talking about is The Queen's Gambit on Netflix.
I'm on episode 6. Okay, yeah. I was watching it right before this. Obsessed.
Like, the thing with me, and then Stephanie, I'll let you say yours, but, my biggest problem is I would have passed over the show, because I did pass over the show, like, 3 times, because I'm like, this looks uninteresting, because the trailer to it looked just horrendous, like, Netflix, this was a great show, this show was actually a great show, minus the first, like, 2 episodes, you have to, like, warm yourself into it,
exactly.
But the trailer to it depict nothing of the show, so the show had so many ups and downs, and, like, different time periods that they really could have shown in a better trailer, but I just had to watch it because word of mouth, it was, like, very buzzwordy.
Yeah, it's number one on Netflix right now.
Yeah, but even if it was number one, I still would have, passed by it for, like, the 5th time because the trailer looked lame, and then once I got sucked into it, I was, like, hooked. So, that was my big show this week. How about you, Stephanie?
I'm not really watching anything new. I just got into an older show called New Girl, which I'm obsessed with. I never watched it because I tried to watch, like, a couple of episodes and I wasn't really into it. And then my friend was like, no, you really have to just sit there and, like, get through the first season and you're gonna love it. And I'm currently obsessed and I cannot watch anything else because I'm just like, I just don't have the attention span for it because I'm like, I'm thinking about this other show. So I just end up back to New Girl. But I have to watch The Queen's Gambit because I've heard very good things. And then I also watched, I love, like, scary and dark things. The Haunting of Bly Manor, which we discussed on one of, like,
the past two episodes.
And I really wasn't into it. So the only show that I'm really into right now is New Girl.
New Girl, I finished that show and I adored it. So you're in for a really good show.
Aww, Queen's, I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's kind of like something, I mean, I only watched it once through. I was going to say it's like Friends, but Friends I've watched like 60 times, so.
I have to say, and I don't know if Alyssa agrees with me, but I don't think Friends is funny.
It's like an easy watch. Like,
I don't even think it's easy.
No, but I watched Friends in real time, like when it was actually on TV, I remember, like, my parents would watch it.
Parents watch it all the time.
And I was, like, little, and I would watch it.
Right.
Am I one of those fanatics that, like, can only fall asleep if it's in the background? No.
No.
But if I'm in a foreign country and Friends is the only English-speaking TV show on, yes, I'll watch it.
Yeah, why is that always the case?
It's literally always the case that Friends...
That is Seinfeld.
If it's like, I don't know, the middle of nowhere, there's like one, and a TV remote, like, in the middle of nowhere, has 3 channels. Friends is going to be on one of those channels.
And I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Like, I just, is it on my, like, radar to watch, my weekly radar? No, I have better things to watch. But I don't hate it.
My friends, like, they want to kill me when I say that.
I don't, like, want, I didn't, like, I had a friend who, for her bridal shower, like, everything was, like, friends themed. And, like, I'm not like that. And I didn't really get the jokes either. But I'm happy that she had that and that she cared about, so.
I feel like if you don't know the jokes, the Friends jokes, you just sound like an idiot.
It was definitely weird. Like, I understood, but I knew that there were people that were like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm like, just go with it.
Like, when people make a joke about, you know, how every episode has, like, the one with. Like,
yes,
if you don't
yes,
get
yes.
it, like, wait, what? What's going on here?
I think that's fine. Like, that's
yeah.
savvy. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Are you watching any good shows on Netflix besides, well...
The Queen's Gambit, Emily in Paris. I cruised through that one. I wish the episodes were a little longer or there were more than 10 episodes because... I mean, that was amazing. There's no way they won't come out with a season two. I mean, I hope.
Well, because it's gotten such bad backlash, it's getting, like, a lot of heat where people are just so upset about, like, anything and everything. I mean, people are just, like...
What did they be upset about?
They're saying how unrealistic the show is. Yes, it's a fucking TV show. It's not a real...
It's not a reality
it's
show.
Not, like... It's a show just like Sex and the City. They're like... So they're saying, oh, well, at least Sex and the City, you know, it was successful women. But also, like, okay, Carrie Bradshaw was a, she played a author of, like, a small article, and she had a million Manolo Blahniks. Like, do you think that was realistic?
Exactly. The thing I would laugh about was, like, they pretended that every time she sent out, like, an Instagram post, she'd get, like, 5,000 followers.
Exactly. Or, like, she was always just taking photos of, like, the most inappropriate times. I was like, put your phone down.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, don't take that phone out right now. Stop it.
Stop. Yes.
Like, it's a TV show. I get it. Just, like, she had a million Chanel bags, like, every outfit, different Chanel
bags. Yes, that was unrealistic.
And that was also one of my favorite parts about it. It was just so glamorous and so beautiful.
I think that's why I liked it, because it kind of makes you live, like, in a little fantasy for a few minutes
just, like,
of the day.
In Paris, like, who knows when the next time is we'll be able to leave this country at this rate. So I was, like, I felt like I was on vacation. It was great.
Yeah. Steph, did you enjoy it? Steph, you saw it, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I think it was really cute. There wasn't really anything about it that I didn't like, except I didn't like Gabriel or her.
She just didn't like the cheating.
I mean,
they're
cheaters and a homewrecker. I don't agree with that behavior.
Yeah. Oh, and Camille.
Yeah, I liked her. I really liked her.
She was such a good friend.
She was a really
upset about it.
But I also like Emily, too, even though she's annoying.
Yeah, she's cute, but she also
has
a terrible friend.
Yeah, just watch out for Emily.
Watch out.
Yeah, man.
I love the part when Emily went to Camille's house, and then
Oh my gosh.
And she slept with, like, how old is it?
Yeah,
it
was like 17.
Like,
I'm like, why are they, like, even talking about this right now? This is Netflix.
They should have said he was 18.
Yeah, I'm like, this is
Netflix. Oh, good point. I didn't even think of that. I wonder if there's any backlash on that. But I'm sure there was something. There's always something. But yeah, The Queen's Gambit, so good. I just finished episode 5.
Oh, it's a series.
It's a limited series. No, limited series. And to, like, put things into perspective for people who may have seen the trailer and just want no part of it, like I originally did.
I passed by it.
It's almost like...
Do you know what else? I also don't like that.
I know, but, like, you'll see, what's the word? Like, fall in love with her more. But it's kind of like Forrest Gump meets Marvelous Miss Maisel. If that makes any sense.
Did I even see
it? It's, no, but it's like Forrest Gump in the sense of, like, it's almost like a life story. And, like, you're going through all these, like,
Forrest Gump,
periods
of...
No, it is. I'm telling you. And, like, all these just connections and
Forrest
this and
Gump
that.
Was a disabled man.
Was that known? Is Forrest Gump? No, I don't think so.
Yes.
I can't remember. Is that bad?
Alyssa, yes, he was.
I don't think that that's, like, the thing. I think he's just, like, maybe on the spectrum. But I don't think that he's, like, disabled.
Well, how about come from a an adverse background, yes. kind of just like...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Someone who came from hardship.
Hardships, like, yes. She's like, an orphan.
All this stuff, and then the story of her life and right. how she became so successful, she just had this gift.
Exactly.
So in that sense, it gave me, like, Forrest Gump'd vibes, and then mm-hmm. when they were doing, like, sort of in the 60s and traveling and the airplane, it was like Marvelous Miss Maisel, like just the fashion and the smoking and the drinking.
Exactly. No, so now I'm totally seeing it. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah. So those were like the two things that I can compare it to. Like if you love those movies, you're going to love this TV show.
On that note, we are going to play a fall game.
Ooh.
So... considering fall feels like it already ended, since today feels like winter, we are...
Oh my god, so cold.
I'm, like, messed up. Like, I'm confused. Before. What'd you say?
I saw my breath out. Yeah. Like, that was spooky.
It was really, really, really spooky. So, since there's three of us, well, I'm not playing. I'm asking you guys the questions. You can take turns with your answer. It's kind of the first thing that comes to your mind. And it's all fall themed. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Favorite fall drink. It could be alcoholic or non-alcoholic or both. One of each.
Okay. We both have said, or you, no, you just take turns.
You take turns. Yeah.
So mine was my friend's friend actually just put me onto it. It's white wine with apple cider. Cinnamon, and then you could do like a cinnamon sugar rim around it, like chopped up apples, but it's like a spiked cider with white wine.
Sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So good. And honestly, like the apple cider kind of takes over the wine, so you get really drunk because you don't realize that you're drinking alcohol.
Life hack.
That's my
life hack.
Yeah.
And Alyssa?
As a drink, well, I'm going to be classic and say I love a good pumpkin spiced latte, because I'm basic.
No, it's
not. Also, if you're looking to get drunk, we did a Talking Petty drink of the day, and it's like a candy apple sangria, and that's also quite fall forward and delicious.
So
check it out. It's like our highlight.
Yeah, guys, go to the, what's the handle?
Talking Petty Podcast on Instagram.
And they can find the
highlight for it. You just highlight. Like scroll through all of our many cocktails and you'll get to it.
Excellent. So pictures at a pumpkin patch or in the leaves?
Ooh. Okay. I would have loved both, but I feel like I think I'm more of a pumpkin patch person. The leaves, well, on my personal, like, on our feed, there are certain colors that just, like, don't mix well, and, like, browns are just, like, not the color for our Instagram feed, so I wouldn't do leaves, because there's too much brown. But orange, I'm okay with. Even, like, there's some white pumpkins, like, very aesthetically pleasing.
Very. Because orange pumpkins wouldn't work out, would they?
No, I mean, orange I'm okay with. Like, okay. Anything vibrant, but just, like, brown tones just don't fit our aesthetic on our Instagram. I know.
No, I actually,
I sound like a real
we're going to get into your Instagram after this game as our closer, because it's very impressive. Okay. We're going to go over how amazing that is. Okay, but Steph?
Personally, aside from the podcast, probably the pumpkin patch, because I'm not the one to throw leaves in there. I'm not doing it.
That's not your thing.
I think it's cute when other people do it, but I am not the one to do it. I'll throw a pumpkin in the air.
I love it.
I feel like there's more opportunity at a pumpkin patch to, like, have a funny Instagram post rather than, like, throwing leaves in the air and just, like...
And you're scared of spiders. I feel like there's probably a lot of bugs.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm also scared of bugs. But also there are bugs in pumpkin.
Yeah, patch. True.
Pumpkin patch for me.
All right. Favorite fall pie?
You go. I honestly am not really a pie person, so I would have to go with, there's this really good farm by me that has this delicious apple crumb pie, so I think I would have to do that. It's like a crumb cake on top, and then it's just the apple pie in the bottom.
Sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Sounds beautiful. Yeah, I am not a big pie person, I'm going to be honest.
What's wrong with
you? There's always pies on the table at, like,
we had meat pie.
Yeah, meat pies. My type of pie is actually an Easter pie. It just has, like, a lot of
so good
into it for anyone if they're Italian. It's delicious. But I'm not a big pie person, but I do appreciate an apple pie, like a crumb, like how you said. And even, like, with a little dab of vanilla ice cream and whipped cream, like, that I can get behind. So, yeah, that's my feelings.
And I also love meat pies. Now you got me craving meat pies. I'm from my family's Lebanese, so I totally get how good a meat pie could be. Yeah. While we were actually talking about this question, I thought of that Friends episode when Rachel makes, like, the trifle. What was it, the trifle cake, and, like, puts layers, she read, like, the recipe wrong, and it had, like, layers of meat with the, do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
I didn't watch it. Just, I love the honesty. Okay, favorite fall candle scent?
Ooh, I love fall candles, I think it's my favorite. I don't know if it's even fallish, but, like, seasonal. I like the Marshmallow Fireside
from Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works.
Marshmallow Fireside.
Also like this pumpkin spice latte one.
Yep.
Because it's not, like, as sweet, and it's, like, it's got, like, a coffee smell. So it's almost like you're brewing, like, a pot of coffee in the morning.
Marshmallow Fireside feels.
And pumpkin spice latte scent.
All the feels. I have both. Love both.
Love both.
Wow. I'm going to say something very controversial. Nothing, like, makes me more sick to my stomach than a scented candle.
You're just a mother.
Even if someone sprays, like, one of those, like, a cotton candy, like, perfume, I, like, want to throw up. I cannot handle it. Like, vanilla, don't bring anything.
Oh, I don't like vanilla, yeah.
Don't bring that shit to me. Mm-hmm. But I do like the only candle that I will buy. No, because that's, like, too perfumey. The only one that I will buy is actually, it's from Bath and Body Works. It's the, like, one stress relief one. It's like eucalyptus
mint.
That is the only one that I will buy. And actually, there's one more, and it's like a Christmas scent, but it just basically is eucalyptus again. It's just their, like, winter version. And that's basically all that I can tolerate.
Wow.
I know.
I think I love them so much because growing up, my mom hated them.
I know, your mom hates candles.
Like, hates them. So I think, like, I'm rebelling now and I'm sniffing all of these songs.
You have, like, 13 different candles lit up. And you're like,
Like a candle whore now.
There's one called, do you like the smell of pancakes?
Yes, is it the pumpkin pecan?
Oh, waffles. That's the waffle one.
And then there's a blueberry pancake.
I like to eat those.
Blueberry maple pancakes.
It's like somebody's making them.
Yeah.
If somebody, like, likes that and I'm, like, upstairs sleeping and I go downstairs, I'm like, where are those waffles?
Oh.
Why would you do that to me?
But it's almost good, so it's like you don't feel guilty.
Oh my god, no, just talking about waffles right now, my stomach is growling.
I apologize. And it's like free smells, you know, you don't get fat from it. You just keep smelling it, taking it in.
Like when Kourtney Kardashian sniffed the donut
and
eat it.
Oh my god.
Okay, fuzzy fall socks or flannel?
Neither.
Oh my god.
I hate socks.
What?
I hate wearing socks like that.
I got
too hot.
I would rather the socks. I think I'd rather the socks.
Or flannel?
Yeah, just because, like, flannels, I don't really, like, buttons feel very restricting. If I'm going to wear flannel, I'm, like, going to tie it around my waist just for, like, the look. But,
She's like, it doesn't work for the Instagram, Steph.
No, like, I like fuzzy socks because I like to feel comfortable and warm.
Uh-huh.
But, like,
they're cute.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. I would rather just the sock over the flannel.
I would rather the sock, but I honestly would rather either.
You don't like flannel either.
No, I'm too hot. Like, my body is too hot. Like, when I'm lounging like that, I want to be cool and stuff. And the flannel material, like, even, like, you could buy flannel sheets now, I would never, because I would die in my sleep.
So this, this segues into the next question very well. So what is your favorite fall outfit of the day?
Do you know it right off the bat?
Yeah, I guess I'll just go. My favorite fall outfit of the day is probably leggings, because I like to be comfortable. So any legging. And my fuzzy socks. I'm literally saying this outfit.
You even own fuzzy socks.
No, but I do own these slippers that are really fabulous. So, like, these slippers and just a big sweatshirt. I know that sounds, like, I'm not talking like I'm going out to dinner. I'm talking like quarantine fall look, where I'm just going to wear, like, something tie-dye, a fall festive tie-dye, like a dark tie-dye, black leggings, and my slippers. And then I'm going to watch Netflix. That sounds...
Love it.
Amazing. I'm gonna light my eucalyptus mint candle.
There you go.
Maybe have a pumpkin spice latte, or if it's like later on in the day, my candy apple cocktail, and I'm all good to go.
All the fall feels right there.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
I think I would also go with, well, you know what? No, I prefer joggers. I like joggers.
Joggers, yep.
Some Vans, and then a cute hoodie, and maybe like a
Love it. Oh, those both sound so good. I'm trying to think. I think I would be either leggings or joggers. Like, I go back and forth.
Yeah,
I think I think I would be either leggings or joggers. Like, I go back and forth.
Sometimes leggings are, like, too tight.
Well, the thing is, I cannot really wear a jogger because I have a very flat ass. So, it just doesn't work for me.
But doesn't, like, poof a little bit?
You
wear a long sweatshirt.
It just doesn't pair well. I'm just being honest.
So I got, like, a tiny little bubble butt. So it kind
of... Yeah,
bubble
I have butt. Like, so it's a pancake, speaking of them.
Honesty. Love it. Favorite fall mug?
That's another thing I wasn't allowed to have.
This is a very triggering episode for us.
I apologize.
No, we're just...
Well, I really am not into, like, mugs like that. Because, again, like, my mother hated, like, all those, like, cute mugs. Like, you can get a Disney or, like, this is my mug. Like, if you... And, like, there's, like, little writings on it or something. Like, we never had that growing up.
Uh-huh.
But for my birthday, one of my cousins...
Not me.
Not her. Especially not her. She's not thoughtful like that. She knows that I love Jurassic Park, because I do. I love Jurassic Park. So she got me a Jurassic Park mug that says, like, Park Ranger on it, and then my name on it.
Aww.
So that's, like, my only mug that I use. And then, like, that's honestly it. I don't have, like, my go-to fall mug. Because I was never allowed to have it, so I'm just, like, not into it.
I don't know if anyone does. It was just trying to make these fall questions.
Oh, so many of my friends have mugs that are like, if you see the bottom of this mug, that means I need more wine, or I need more chocolate, or something like that. Like,
that's great.
They have, like, cute things on it. Like, my cousins that got me a mug, they have all these different mugs. I'm like, this is so cute.
Aww. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have mugs either.
We can only have white mugs.
Yeah, same. Just, like, white, like, classic. I actually have one with an A on it for Alyssa. And I have one, and, like, that's my mug.
My mother has one with my father's, like, old concrete company. That's it.
That's all. Yeah. That's all.
That works. Haunted house or corn maze?
I'm gonna say corn maze, because I'm terrified of haunted houses. Absolutely,
corn mazes are scary too.
Yeah, but corn maze is like a daytime corn maze. I'm fine with, because I could just, like, cut through some corn to, like, get out, or, like, scream.
You would be surprised how freaking...
I know, I've done it before, and I've also panicked inside one, but I feel like...
Like, did you see the movie on Netflix, Hubie Halloween?
Yes.
That corn maze was terrifying.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
I loved it.
I love stuff like that for Halloween. I didn't do any this year because of quarantine, and it honestly, like, rained every single day. But there was a huge corn maze and, like, haunted house and hayride that is by me. So it kind of lives on, like, a farmland. So we would always go to it every year, and I always, like, psyched myself up to go through it. And then, like, once you're in it, it's, like, a totally different story. Like, you hear a chainsaw, and I'm, like, I become another person. I literally become an animal.
Like, yeah, it scares. I can't. I am the worst.
But I think I would prefer a corn maze too, probably, because if there was a psychopath in there, I think I could hide. And in the house, I have no idea where I would go.
And haunted houses are so dark. I'm always like, I can't see anything. I can't, like, I'm just...
Alyssa would be more of a liability in a haunted
house. Yes, exactly. But... Stephanie and I did that nice, peaceful pumpkin walk in Old Bethpage Village, and I still couldn't see anything. Stephanie was walking me around like I was blind, because I was like, I cannot see anything. It's pitch black, and you're being like, the path is just lit pumpkins, and it's so
You guys did the Rise of the Jack-O-Lanterns in Bethpage.
And like, yes. It was my seeing odd dog. I couldn't see anything. It was too dark, so yeah.
But so you don't recommend it?
I like the walk is like it's
not worth $45.
It's like $45 a ticket, and like you could just walk through like the supermarket.
You see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
But the one thing I was
giving you $45.
Yeah. $45. Yeah.
It
no.
was like it was nice in the beginning when there was something else to do, but like.
Yeah. But I feel like with a haunted house, you know, the end will come. Like, with a corn maze, you have to, like, find your way out, which kind of freaks me out. Like, at least you're in a path for a haunted house. And, you know, like I mentioned Sarah before, she goes into haunted houses with her music blasting in her ears, like earbuds, so she can't hear anything jump out.
That sounds, like, way too much.
Yeah.
Like, that is actually, like, she's a very nice girl, but that's some kind of psychopath.
That's a lot. Like, that
she fears nothing. I need to hear and see what's going on around me in order to make my next move.
Yeah, that's
so the fact that she's going into it, like, blind.
That's a lot
like that,
going on at once.
She might as well blindfold herself.
That's true. But then you wouldn't, like, I feel like half the problem, though, is. Wait.
No, I feel like seeing is worse. I would rather someone blindfold me and be like, just hold onto my shoulders, or like, just hug me and walk me through.
And you just heard things.
I can hear things. I just don't want to
see it. Interesting. This is a good debate question. What's
even
worse?
Even hearing, though, for me, because like, I am terrified of chainsaws. Like, if I hear one, like, I will literally have a panic attack. And I have a funny story. 2 years ago, I went to, like, this haunted house, kind of, like, barn thing, and I was with a couple of my friends, and I had a crossbody bag on, and I'm going through, and I'm not scared, like, there's little things jumping out, but, like...
Did it cut your bag off?
No, even worse. I should have. If I had a knife, I would have, but I heard a chainsaw, and I get so scared, and I heard a chainsaw, and I just bolted, and, like, my friend and her boyfriend were in front of me, and I couldn't go anywhere, so I ended up, like, backing up and getting myself caught on a doorknob with my crossbody bag. Meanwhile, there's a chainsaw to my face, and I'm hyperventilating, and I'm, like, screaming at him, like, I'm going to hurt you, like, I will punch you, and I'm running in place, and everyone around me, I was, like, with my brother and his friends and my friends. And everybody's, like, pissing themselves on the floor, and I was literally having a heart attack. And I got stuck in the doorknob, and then eventually, like, they had to put the chainsaw down and, like, help me get off of the doorknob that my bag was stuck to. So, you gotta think about these things.
Logistics when you're about the logistics. You wanna be hands-free, but you don't know where that...
Yeah.
The strap
never
will end.
Bringing a crossbody.
Did a part of you want to ditch your bag and run without it? Or?
It was choking me. And in that moment of fear and rage, you have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Other than threaten the man that's actually trying to help you. Like, there was a chainsaw there, and I was just like, please stop. And then he stopped. And then he was trying to help me, and I was, like, still, like, running out.
Oh, he ended up trying to help you out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there was him and somebody else that were like, oh, my God, this girl is, like, really, like, stuck. Mm-hmm. So, I was choking myself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, that's a good Halloween story right there. A scary-ass Halloween story. Last question I have. What is your overall favorite part of the fall?
That's a good question, because I just love it.
My favorite part of the fall is I do look forward, as a Long Island native, I do look forward to, like, doing my little annual, you know, out east trip where I go wine tasting, do some pumpkin picking, and all the fall festivities. I always look forward to that. So that's my favorite part.
Did you do it yet?
Yeah, I went last weekend.
Last week.
So it was nice.
Very nice.
My favorite part would be, since I live in a very like pretty area in the fall time, like where I live, like all the leaves are changing, there's a lot of trees and farms. It's like just aesthetically pleasing to look at, and it's just really pretty like driving through. So I think honestly that is my favorite over anything else. Like I love the Halloween part of it, but the actual like fall part I love. Like just everything looking cute with the pumpkins and the colored leaves and just things are changing.
Yeah, I was in Vermont last week.
Oh, I saw. It looked so nice.
The leaves were gorgeous. The changing colors. I have to say that is
probably
that is the best part.
It's so peaceful too.
Coziness.
Like, I come to New York,
yeah.
And I just like I sit in traffic and there's just like it's not the same. Like, not gonna lie, it's not the same as where I live.
Yeah.
So it's just nice.
Sammy lives in the country.
Yeah, I live in like a country area, so it's really nice.
Wow. All right, girls. Well, that's my game for you. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Enjoy getting ready. Please send me pictures.
Yes.
I want to see the finished product. Hello, my hustlers. Boy, do I have some great news for you. So the other day I was practicing with this girl and her eyelash falls off mid-practice. That's right, her lash popped off. And I thought, Julia, what are you going to do? And that's when I turned to Play Your Court, because you get to play more tennis and improve your game while the tennis is brought to you. You get set up with practice partners nearby that are similar in level. So that's right for all you lazy folks thinking, I don't want to drive far to practice. Well, no excuses. You get unlimited matches, no drama, and custom video coaching tailored to your needs. So let's say you're having a hard time with your forehand inside out or your serve, Play Your Court has you set. And you actually end up saving more because you get insider pricing on balls, rackets, grips, shoes, string, bags, apparel, pro tickets, and more from the top tennis brands. All you have to do is go to playyourcourt.com and answer a few easy questions about what you are looking for. Use my code, you're welcome, capital Julia, J-U-L-I-A, all caps, and you get 50% off your yearly subscription of $49.99. And just monthly, you can get it for $5.99. Again, you're welcome. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Play Your Court and their YouTube page, Play Your Court. You are welcome. Ball out, guys. Well, those were my girls, Alyssa and Stephanie. Be sure to check out their podcast, the Talking Petty Podcast with me, my episode with them. And I talk all things tennis. I talk about some of the darkest tennis moments I've had, being on tour, some crazy catty girls, all that good drama. But I hope everyone enjoyed Steph's crazy Halloween haunted house story. I mean, we are just getting started for this Halloween 2020, even though it seems like it's more than just a day this year. It feels like a full year of Halloween, just craziness from January to December. I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween. I will be spending it in a warm bed. Yeah. For the first Halloween, I'd say, yeah, ever, I don't have plans. And it's a mix between just not wanting to go out, like kind of feeling like I outgrew it, and just it's not as exciting to me anymore. But then also, you know, COVID, it's a real thing, and I rather just put my mind at ease and be somewhere warm and cozy. But I did put on a costume, so check it out. It's kind of cool, on my Instagram at Jules L Baba. Other than that, guys, be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you know when I post, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jules L Baba. Leave a review if you enjoyed the podcast. But other than that, guys, we'll see you next time on Jules on the Hustle.